I think we're live now. Hey everyone, this is the Net of Renegade Society Radio. I'm Jenny Lowe, and I'm joined by Sarah Erickson.
Hey, what's up?
And Scott Gaeta.
Hello.
And my cat is here too.
I don't remember your cat's name.
Cato.
Cato. Cato's real cuddly. So, what are we talking about tonight?
I don't know.
Essen?
Essen, yeah. Big thing. Mm-hmm. And that's next week. Are we ready yet?
Mm-mm. So, for an international trip, how early do you pack? Because I haven't started that yet.
I've started a pile.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got all the essentials, you know, power converter, marketing materials, brochures, scarves, and gloves, and that's it so far.
Business cards?
Not yet.
Yeah, you'll go through infinite business cards at Essen.
Yeah, I definitely have a pile of those.
Yep, bring a giant stack.
Yeah, it's going to be a little cold and rainy there, but luckily we'll be inside playing board games the whole time.
This is true.
Really?
I'm excited.
Uh-huh. We're going to get to play board games? That's not true.
That's just kidding.
Wishful thinking.
We'll be helping other people play board games.
Right. No, I thought we were just locked in meetings. I think we have something cumulatively between the four of us, like 200 hours worth of meetings or more. I think it's more.
I have a few to sneak in there still.
Yeah, I've spent all day answering emails from people who are still trying to get meetings. I'm like, I'm literally booked. I don't have lunch. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely just chocolate-covered bananas for lunch at Essen. There's no time for real food.
That's right. That's the only thing that won't have a line.
Yep.
Well, my office has the fridge in it, and I'm going to stock it full of snacks. So maybe I'll survive.
I don't know how that's going to work. You might have to rethink this plan.
I don't know. Your offices are full of chairs and tables. I just have games and food in mine.
Yeah, we need that to be accessible to everybody.
That's all. Too bad. We'll kick Danny out of her own office.
That's right. Yeah, or it's just going to turn into the little cafe, the Renegade Cafe.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Nice. So, Danny, what are we showing off at Essen? What new stuff do we have there?
Oh, we have a bunch of things. And I can actually show you the floor plan of both of our booths.
What? So, wait, we have two booths. Why don't we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, we expanded by a large amount from our booth last year at Essen. This year we have two booths, one in Hall 1 and one in Hall 2. The booth in Hall 2 is our main booth. That's where we'll have all of our new releases and pre-order pickups in our main shop. Hall 1 is where our family-friendly games can be demoed and bought. So it's actually going to be super adorable. We have tables that are low to the ground with tiny little stools for little tiny players to sit on. And we'll demo T-Dragon and all of the Aza Chen games there.
That's adorable. I can't wait to see that booth. It's going to be so cute.
Yeah, I'm excited too. But here is our main booth, if I can hold it right.
You needed two pieces of paper. I love it.
It was too big. So we've got our offices over here. And then we've got 12 demo tables, I think. Some of which are for RPGs as well. And big old shop at the bottom. So that's exciting.
Wait, I didn't see where the fridge and the food goes.
That's the only thing Scott cares about.
Yeah.
That's in this one, the press room.
No, you don't need to if you're going to put it in there, it needs to be relabeled to Renegade Cafe.
Nice.
Is that acceptable?
That's better.
Press Cafe.
Well, maybe. All right.
And then our little family-friendly booth is very strangely shaped. I'm going to put that up as a disclaimer. It's a very bizarre shape. But we've got round tables, a little shop, some pop-ups. So if you want cuteness overload, go visit this one.
Definitely. All of Azachen stuff is so adorable, and it's going to look even better in that booth you have set up. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I wanted pillows and like poofs to sit on, but maybe next year. Poofs.
What's a poof?
Like a hard pillow. It's round.
Oh, yeah. Those have a name?
Yeah, you have poofs. Maybe I'm making that up, but okay. I call them poofs.
Like a beanbag chair?
Almost. Less squishy.
Less squishy.
They're like if a stool was made out of a pillow. Like a sort of ottoman type thing.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm not buying it, but whatever.
So
you're making up stuff now.
It's true. So I am most excited for Arboretum Deluxe at Essen because I haven't seen a real copy of it yet, but I've heard stories.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
There's, I wonder if someone
there's a wooden. Yeah, where did I put it?
Uh-oh. The only copy that currently exists is now lost.
There's a wooden box around here somewhere. Yeah, where in the world did it go? That's a good question. It's not. It's a near final copy.
Scott's office is sort of like just a dragon's lair. Oh. There's stuff all over the place, treasure piles.
Yeah, and I was even moving stuff around today as I was building my Essen pile. What in the world happened to that?
I thought you were just trolling us, but it seems like you actually did lose it.
Well, I don't know exactly where it is. I was moving miniatures around today. I've got all these miniatures cases because I have to pull a little bit of stuff for future events. I pulled some other stuff out of the other case that I had mentioned just a little while ago. But yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it. Maybe I will remember exactly which pile of stuff it's in around here. And I'll show it to you.
maybe not.
I do know where there's a prototype that it's not the final size, but it has the proper art on the cover. Oh, that one I know where. I can grab that one. Here, let me grab that. You guys talk about things. Plan things. I'll be right back.
So I also, speaking of fun new stuff, so today is actually the release of a couple different accessories for our RPGs, and I just barely moments ago opened my box of my shipment that just arrived that had all those things in it.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. Actually, I haven't opened this yet. Do you want to see the Kids on Bikes powered character deck?
Yeah, I don't have mine yet, so.
Yeah, I was gonna wait and do a little mini unboxing here. So powered characters in Kids on Bikes are super cool because they are sort of a supernatural, extra special character that is too amazing for everybody to get to play one in the group because you don't have four different people playing E.T. or, you know, 11 from Stranger Things. Like, you want to have that type of a really extra powerful character being shared by the whole group. So this deck allows you to do that. So inside here, we'll have two different sets of cards. And let's open one of these up and see. So they have things like telekinesis is this card right here. So these are going to be things that you can use for that powered character. So if you don't want to make up everything on your own, then you can use this deck to help you decide what that character is going to be like. Or you can flip over some of these things and add to your character as you go through the story too. So here's a few of them. Your powered character might be scared of the dark or highly concerned with others. Does that mean concerned like for others or concerned about what they look like?
Are they especially nosy?
I don't know.
I know some people with that superpower.
Yeah, very intelligent. That's pretty good. Oh, this is for Danny. Frequently.
That is me.
And then keep
karaoke at Shucks.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It was a very close call.
Mm-hmm.
So this would have been perfect for the kind of perfect for the last game of Kids on Bikes that I played. This one, botanokinesis, is the ability to mentally control plants, causing them to move, grow, wither, or go dormant. So the powered character that I had in the last game that I played actually was a plant. So this would have been interesting.
Right.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat. Let's see if there's... I think these are more of the same type of cards in the other deck, so I'll open that one too. But yeah, these just came out today, so if you're already playing Kids on Bikes, then you should definitely go find this. We also put out the dice today as well, so if you want some very thematic, cool Kids on Bikes dice, those are now available.
Yeah, oh. I saw some stores posting pictures of the dice online today. That was cool.
Yeah, I love the way the dice look there. They're a neat color. They're kind of like, they're not super shiny. They're kind of this matte finish that's really nice and feels like it's straight out of the 80s. And they're thematically sized too. They're not all the same size. It's like if a little kid in the 80s was trying to find a set of dice to play D&D with or something, this is what they would have found. So I think that's really cute. So yeah, yay. Kids on Bike stuff.
Yeah, I just got the mail.
What's up?
Overlate stuff released today too. The GM screen and the dice.
Yes. So I did also get GM screen in the mail today. And this comes with not only a really, really nice thick GM screen, which I can actually, I have an open copy of this. Oh no, I'll just open this one. I'll show you. It also has a supplement book. So stuck here on the cover, you can see this is basically a book that gives you some more enemies to deal with, because the original book has tons of stuff about the setting, and this really gives you more about the darker side of Overlight, which I think is part of the fun once you really dig into the game. So if you're gonna be running a campaign, you need this. And it has all the art from Quan Chai, it's just gorgeous. Let me show you the... So this is the book, a nice thick book there. Lots of good stuff in that. And then the GM screen. So the backside of it that your players will see is this full spread. And I love that even the GM screen is a little bit darker. It's got like a little bit more black in it, which is nice because that shows you the enemy's side. Well,
do you know what that black is?
Ooh, do you want to talk about it?
I can tell. I mean, it's a Nova Pendra, so.
Ooh, okay.
It's not just black, it's a character.
It is, yeah, that's pretty neat. And then the other side has all the charts and everything that you would need to be a GM and get everything in one place, make it super easy, which is what GM screens should do.
How you show the scale of the GM screen by struggling to open it.
It's humongous. Not messing around here. Because each one of these panels, I believe, is an 8.5 by 11 panel, something close to that anyway. And there's four of them.
Yeah, I'm really excited to receive my copy and read that supplement. I've recently been diving into the core book and reading all the background on the shards and the different folk. And the enemies are the most interesting part to me. There's so many motivations and stories you can tell with them. Especially creepy are the moth people that open up their entire bodies to eat unfortunate beings in the caves.
There are some very good monsters. I think the book has some really good monsters in it, and this has some really good enemies. They're a little bit deeper characters that you would be fighting against. So, or just that would do stuff, not even necessarily fighting. There's lots of depth to that. And of course, this is not a very combat-driven system anyway. Mm-hmm. So lots of good stories you can make. I think you'll enjoy the supplement.
Yeah, it's cool. All right. I found the one of the Arboretum prototypes.
Nice. So, I can't wait to see it.
I'll show it to you, but this isn't smaller than the actual deluxe box, and not final. This was like one of the earlier prototypes, but I can kind of show you what it looked like. This was getting pretty close to what the artwork and everything would look like, but the heat transfer, the heat kind of engraving wasn't final yet. This was still a little too faint and not bold enough, but the jacaranda tree that's on there was pretty much what it would wind up being. But this box is a lot smaller. The final one's bigger. When you open it up, it'll have a nice block tray in there with two wells big enough to hold both the decks split up in sleeves. And then it also comes with the score pad and the bag and the rules and everything too. And it'll have nice engraving down the sides and everything else too. So this is kind of a smaller version, not final. This was just something to test out the process on.
So it's so much, it's so shiny. I forgot it would have a nice finish like that on. It's gorgeous.
It does. Yep. And then down the sides, it'll have the different symbols are engraved kind of down the sides of the box. And it has the Renegade Limited logo engraved on there and Arboretum engraved. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like I said, this is an early one. So we've got a few of these kicking around. These were just samples to test the process.
Yeah, we airshipped just a small quantity of those to Essen. So we'll get to see people opening them up and be excited for the very first time. We got the regular copies of Arboretum at Gen Con, and now we'll have these deluxe ones at Essen. So that's pretty special.
Yep. So we had pre-orders. Today's the last day for pre-ordering games for Essen, right? If you want to reserve a copy and get guaranteed to get it.
Yeah, if we still have copies left. So there are a couple games that are really, really limited. So one of them is definitely Arboretum Deluxe. If you want that, please go check our website right now because I'm really not 100% sure if we even have any left. And then the other thing you would want to pre-order is Passing Through Petra. So we just got word today that it was finally approved. They're going to be printing it in a couple days and then putting it on a plane and hopefully getting it there in time. So we opened up pre-orders for that again. We had closed them because I wasn't sure if it was going to make it. And then just today we opened that back up. So it should be there. It might not be there till Friday or Saturday. So you'll have to be a little bit patient with us. But one way or another, if we can get it there, then we'll let everybody know. But otherwise, come pre-order it. If it doesn't make it and you've pre-ordered, we'll find a way to make sure you get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be cool. So we have a lot of stuff that's coming out there. So we have Architects of the West Kingdom, Arboretum, Reichholt, Passing Through Petra. What else? What am I forgetting?
Spell Smashers.
Oh, Spell Smashers will be out, right? Just a little bit ahead of the US release.
Also, we won't have it at our booth, but Altiplano the Traveler will be at the DLP booth. And then we're going to have that in the US in just a couple weeks. It actually comes out on November 21st. So that's going to be really fun too. I love Altiplano and the expansion just seems amazing.
Yeah, no, it should be pretty cool. I just was looking at the Spiel 18 preview list on BGG, and it looks like we have three games right now.
Wow, geez.
So we have Architects is number two on the overall list, and then Reichholt is just a little ways down, and then Arboretum's just a little ways down from that, which is pretty amazing. The Arboretum's right now in the top 20 on that anticipated list, considering it's a game that came out 3 years ago. So
it's pretty unusual. Well, it was hard to get a hold of because people loved it so much. Like, I have a copy that I hold near and dear to my heart from the original version. And like, I own a store. And so most of the games I own are actually at my store and anybody can play them. I have this huge library, not Arboretum. That one is at my house. I don't want anybody else playing it and messing it up without me.
Yeah, when I discovered it, I couldn't find an English copy anywhere. I think I could find them for like $80 or $100. I wound up having to buy a French copy for like $35 or something.
It was crazy. $40. I wouldn't send you my copy.
Nope.
Oh man. Yeah, it's a very exciting game. It's understandable why it has so much love out there and why people are so excited to see it at Essen because it's been hard to get a hold of, but it's also just a really good game.
Yeah. No, it'll be cool. We'll probably run out just like we did at Gen Con, so
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
do the thing, reserve it.
Another interesting game in the top 100 of that preview list is Ex Libris. So it's super strange because it came out two Gen Cons ago, and yet people are really excited about it still in the EU. Yeah, it's gotten a lot of really good love just recently.
No,
Yeah,
it's
the
cool.
artist Jackie Davis, she's going to be at our booth early Thursday morning to sign all of the copies that we brought over.
Oh, I forgot Jackie Davis is going to be there. That's amazing. So she
That's
was
cool.
actually a Disney artist.
Yep, she lives in the UK now. So
Oh, that'll be fun.
that's awesome. So she's going to come by. Yeah. So she's going to just sign them all in advance so that when people get them, they get a signed copy.
Yep, whether or not you pre-ordered or just buying it, they'll all be signed. We didn't bring up too many over, so if you wanted a copy, especially when signed by Jackie, you should show up early on in the convention. Yeah,
Cool.
definitely. Yeah, wow, that's really neat. Ex Libris is I really love how different it is as a worker placement game that you get to have so many different actions that come out every different turn. It's just really unique and lovely. So that'll be fun. And there's so much artwork from Jackie in there. So that's especially cool to have an artist sign a game that she did so much work on.
So what games that are coming out at Essen do you guys want for yourself? One game that you want to bring home that you're
Reichelt. I can't wait for Reichelt.
well,
Oh, I'm so
how about a non-Renegade game that you want to bring home?
Oh, I actually have that written down. I pick one game every year to pre-order and then go pick up and just take home so that I don't get overwhelmed with too many games. And we don't have that much time. And it's the one by the same designers that did Zolkin. And I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's, yes, that one.
Yeah,
That's the
that
one on my
one is
list. Nice.
I've actually pre-ordered the new version of CO2 because the original was one of my favorite games, and I no longer own it. So I prepaid. I'm gonna pick it up, but I just have to remind myself to actually go do it.
Nice, nice.
You're gonna be that person that doesn't come pick up their game on time and they're gonna sell it on Sunday.
Oh no. Everyone sad. I picked up Altiplano. That was the game I picked last year, and we didn't have a contract for it or anything. We didn't know we were doing it, but I picked up that game, and I was able to get it on Wednesday before the whole thing opened. They were nice and let me go grab it. So maybe we can do that together on Wednesday. Go find some games.
There
That'd
you
be fun.
go.
What's your game, Scott?
I would like to bring back the new Azul just because Robin really likes the other one, and the stained glass one looks really cool. So there's lots of other stuff I see there that's interesting, but like I'm not impatient. I can wait. I'm not like one of the people that if I don't actually have it first, I'm gonna lose my mind because I don't have any time to play it anyway. We're not even allowed to be home until Christmas at this point. Carry
Yeah,
all those games back and let them sit there. I mean,
that's true. That's kind of tough. A lot of these are coming out, and I like to have other people support their local game store. I support my own local game store by buying my own games for myself. But it is good to be able to do that when you come back home. But there are a few games I know of that are probably not going to be in the US anytime soon. So those ones I like to go pick up because I'm not sure if I'll see them again. Like, I heard there's a version of Modern Art that's by Oink Games that's only in Germany because of the way the licensing rights work. So I'm gonna go pick that up for a friend.
Yep, I saw that. Though I saw that it's only or was only available in Germany. I have a copy of it.
Just
So of the yeah, of the Oink one. I have a copy. So I'm just wondering what the deal is. Because it's not new.
You're talking about modern art, you're not talking about fake artists from New York.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking fake artists. That one's been out for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Modern art is different. It's easy
That's
to
one with
get.
the little easel though, right?
They both have easels.
I'll have to go look and see. Because every time I go over to the game market, I always just buy all the Oink games that I don't have.
Yeah, I don't think this one's been out before. Like, Modern Art is a super old game. I have two different versions of it at my store because I love it. But the most recent version was from CMON. They redid it. I think this one's a new one. I could be wrong though.
Is it not an original Oink game? Because usually their games are just all designed internally.
No, it's an old Reiner Knizia game.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's weird. And Oink did it in German?
Hmm. Yeah, I know. I was really surprised when I saw Charlie's thing about that.
That's really bizarre. Out of all the companies in Germany, Oink picked it up. Oh, okay. That is, that doesn't make any sense, but sure.
Yeah, very strange. But yeah, so I'll probably grab that one for myself too, just because it's neat. I love the little tiny boxes.
Yep. Yeah, they're cool. What else is going on? We just got back from Shucks.
Yeah. How was Canada?
Yeah. Every time I think of that show, I want to say, aw, shucks.
That joke has been like me more than once by everyone.
I'm sure it has been, but I can't get it out of my head. It's really bad.
They should make that their official hashtag.
That's true. Aw, shucks.
Yeah, it was a fun show. We actually did get to play games with other publishers and attendees and Paul from Shut Up and Sit Down. So it was really fun.
Yeah.
It had a similar vibe to BGG. So I've heard. I've never been to BGG. I don't actually know.
Yeah, it's felt like that to me. It was very small, right? Like, it wasn't huge. It was under 2,000 people. You can find anybody that you're looking for there pretty easily. You know, it's not like you'll see people once in passing. So yeah, it was pretty cool. And Vancouver is amazing. Like, I hadn't really spent a lot of time in Vancouver. That whole downtown Vancouver area is really cool. Well, I'll have to go back there.
For more gelato.
For more gelato and more every restaurant. So we went to this dumpling restaurant with a pretty big group of people, and it was a lot of food. There was lots of baskets of dumplings piled up all over the table. And then when they brought the bill, it was like, what's going on here? This is like, they're free. It was so ridiculously cheap. And then to boot, it was in Canadian dollars to boot too. Like, if it was American dollars, I would have been like, this is way too cheap. Did they make a mistake? Like, we had to look through it and question it just to make sure. And then it was in Canadian dollars on top of that. So it was basically free. Yeah.
So I've never had dumplings before. What is in them?
Soup.
What do you put inside them?
All sorts of stuff. Pork and veggies,
fish.
Mm. What is the bread, like the outside? What is that made out of?
Probably flour and
It's not a pasta. It's like a different type of thing.
Have you ever had pot stickers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like pot stickers?
Well, both. So pot stickers are more like a pasta, right? And they put the stuff in there and they'll either fry them or steam them. But then the dumplings are usually doughier and right, more porous, squishier type. And they're like little poofs, like Danny was saying.
They totally are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And then they have stuff in them and you eat them. You've had like pork bun, right? That's like the most common thing.
Nope.
We're going to have to solve this.
I know. Next week we need to go find dumplings. I want some vegetable ones.
There's no dumplings in Germany.
Oh, only schnitzels.
Right. Yeah, schnitzel dumpling.
Sad.
It's true. We have to buckle down and get ready for the German food.
I know, I'm bringing granola bars. Jack Sweek is giving me a recipe to make dumplings, though. That sounds exciting.
Oh.
Oh, you put them in the soup? I didn't understand that part. Weird.
You can. Yeah, you can have them in the soup and the broth and everything, too.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, these are weird things I've never had. There aren't a lot of dumpling restaurants in Bozeman, Montana.
This is when Danny and I are traveling, we go to all the fancy restaurants. Not even that fancy, just when we go with Sarah, she's like, dumplings? I don't want to go.
Where's my macaroni and cheese?
The worst. Bean cheese. That's like, ugh.
Hilarious. All right, we'll see what we can find next week.
All right. No, but it was Shucks was pretty cool. It was nice. There you go.
Yeah. Nice. And New York Comic Con was the week prior. I don't think we got to talk about that on the last stream. Yeah, that was fun too. We had four tables going on of all of our more pop culture-y games. So all of the games we've worked on with Oni Press, so T-Dragon Society and Scott Pilgrim. And we had our new Ghostbusters game out for demo. And also Power Rangers. And all of our tables were busy all weekend. It was lots of fun.
Nice. I haven't played the Ghostbusters game yet. Can you tell me a little bit about it? I really don't know much. it looks really nice though.
We're each a Ghostbuster and we're trying to trap ghosts. And we use the cards in our hands, which are all of the classic characters from the original movie. And they are going to move the ghost trap around the table. So we have a circle of ghosts set up and the trap starts at one of them. We'll manipulate it, and wherever the trap ends up after you've played one or two cards is the ghost you get to trap. So it's basically set collection. You're trying to capture ghosts to make a run of different powers of ghosts. There's like levels 1 through 7, 1 being just like ectoplasm, and 7 being Zool or the gatekeeper, you know, all the big powerful ones. So there's that. There are different symbols that you can collect, just straight up victory points. There's equipment like a jumpsuit or a proton pack, and also different slimy ghosts, which I always end up getting.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of different ways you can score, right? Like there's different things that you can pursue, but if you have the most slime, you lose 3 points from your score at the end of the game. Unless you capture Slimer and have Slimer in your collection.
Yeah, except at the show, on the very first day, someone stole Slimer, so none of our demos had him.
Oh, no! Yeah.
They stole him out of our demo deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So whoever you are out there, if you stole Slimer from our deck at New York Comic Con, shame on you. Shame. Hit the bell. You can walk down the street.
They were just trying to protect the city.
No, I think that we
saw so many Ghostbusters at the show. Like I had our team of people chase down anyone they saw cosplaying as a Ghostbuster. We had them take pictures with the game.
Nice, nice. Was there any other really cool cosplay at New York Comic Con?
There was a ton of cosplay. I think the most impressive one I saw was this giant Bumblebee Transformer.
So fun.
It was a normal sized person, but in a life-size Bumblebee costume. So if you imagine the Transformer Bumblebee standing up, not in his car form, the person's head would be like in Bumblebee's stomach. And you're just like walking around towering above the crowds of people. It was awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. They had something like that at Universal when I was down there earlier this year, but yeah, it was huge and scary looking. I did not want to go near it.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. If it wasn't a cosplayer, I would have thought that it was something like the studio had made.
Wow.
Had somebody like walking around, but it was a cosplayer. It was really incredible.
Some of those cosplayers are so talented. I'm always so impressed with the things that they can make out of practically nothing.
Yeah. No, it was pretty sweet. So Jack Sweek, he put in chat, there is no Dana, only Zool. And at first I read it where I thought it said, there's no Danny.
That's our new motto from the game.
Right.
Oh, nice.
That when I get hangry.
Oh, that's not good. I've been traveling enough with Danny that I figured out her patterns where I'm going to start to set an alarm on my phone or something that about every 2-2.5 hours just to throw some food at her.
Smart.
Really an exaggeration.
it's really not. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah, she gets cranky.
Oh, no.
Her face changes and she's just like looking. We were telling her that it's like one of those cartoons where everybody's hungry and you look at somebody else and they turn into a pork chop when you see them.
Yikes.
That's the look she gets on her face. Like, she's looking at you and you're like, what is going on? And she's picturing you as like a pork chop or like some dim sum or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yikes, I have to stay with her next week.
Now, this is why the fridge is in my office, so I can just have a direct line.
I see. Or just throw those granola bars at her, Sarah. You'll be fine.
I'll bring extras.
Right. You're hiding behind the bed.
Brandishing me off with a copy of Architects.
Right.
Oh, no. That's fantastic. Oh,
now you know how people feel around your dog.
I do. Yes, she's quite dangerous. I had my family was visiting this weekend, and so we got lots of practice throwing food from far away at her while she was in a contained area.
Oh boy!
But they all survived. It was good.
Oh, all right. What else do we have going on?
I told our Power Ranger fans that you might have something to show them.
Oh, I do. I have a couple. These guys I remembered to pull out of the cases. So I brought two figures to show. Now, so we've showed these digitally, but not on camera. So here's Eye Guy. There he is.
I see.
He's very cool. He came out great. He really came out. They did a good job on him. So, and then the other guy, this is not final, but this was the first test. Is here's Cyclopsis. In the camera.
There's not. Oh my gosh, he's humongous.
He is big.
Wow.
He's a big guy.
So, how are these made? These are 3D printed?
So these are 3D printed, right? So their detail is good, but not great. This is more of just for us to start to see how they're looking. So to show you, like, this guy's actually in two pieces because he was too big, so that way they could ship them and break them up and also print them a little more quickly. So for now, he's in two pieces. And that's the way that they'll come in the factory, but then the factory will assemble them. Mm. Right, but yeah, so to give you an idea, there he is. And here's Eye Guy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Oh. That's amazing.
So, yeah, he's pretty good. I think he's going to be pretty awesome. He's just a hair bigger than Megazord. So Megazord, right, because he's got the horns and everything too. And in the show, Cyclopsis was just a little bit bigger than Megazord. But there you go. He's not even standing up straight. Look at him. He's like leaning forward. He's already huge.
Wow. I like his boots. I'm glad that we got those right.
Yep. And the horns and everything. Yeah, he looks amazing. So the final one will be really cool.
I'm excited to see how people paint him, because there aren't a ton of references on this character.
Mm-mm. No, I think probably some of the better references are illustrations that were done of him, not even the stuff from the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it'll be cool. I think this is one that we'll have to do a painted sample for display once we have a final one, send it off to one of our painters and have them.
Yeah, that and Megazord. He's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at bare minimum, we need that because I need that.
It needs to go with all your robots on your shelf back there.
Yeah, exactly. He'll fit right in back there.
Mm-hmm.
I need some more robot space, though. I need more Godzilla and robot space. I'm running out of space. Or I've run out of space. I need to actually get some stuff up. Maybe in the new place. We'll talk about that later.
Later
tonight or later is in on a future episode?
We'll save it for a future episode.
Okay. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. We'll save it. There's more stuff.
Well, going back to Power Rangers, that team has been working on some really neat stuff. We have the new location boards. The ones we've been showing have been just rectangular boards, and we decided to modify the shape of them after seeing people playing them a little bit. So I'm going to actually be doing a blog post about those this next week, or maybe the week after. We'll have to see when we can get that up, but to show you guys a little bit of what those are going to look like. But I think they'll be much more usable, and I think the experience of playing is going to be great with them. So I can't wait to show those off.
Yeah, they'll be great. I mean, and those really came about from the feedback and observing people play at Power Morphicon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they'll be cool. Oh yeah, that's right. So we have Essen, and then where do we go after Essen, Danny? Because we're not allowed to rest or sleep.
No, we are gone until mid-December. It's a little bit ridiculous. But the next show after Germany is in Orlando, Florida. It's Ranger Stop. And we and Boom are going to be main exhibitors at the show. So you can read about Shattered Grid and come try out Heroes of the Grid at our booth.
Yep.
Pretty fun. Cool.
Yeah, it'll be nice. And then Pledge Manager is going to close shortly after that, right, Sarah?
Yeah, we decided that since we're going to Ranger Stop and we wanted to make sure anybody who was there and found out about the game still got to jump in at the beginning, we're going to leave the Pledge Manager open just a little bit longer. Also, with what we've got going on at the factory, we were able to pull enough of the numbers off of the Pledge Manager from what we already have to be able to start the stuff we need to do for production. So it won't delay us at all, which I was a little concerned about. We definitely don't want anything to go slower than it needs to, but we were able to do both. So we're excited about that. So we've still got another couple weeks in the Pledge Manager.
Yeah. But
if you haven't gone and done that yet, please do, because it does help us lock down those numbers.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, we're printing extras of everything. It's not like this is a one and done thing. And then after the Pledge Manager closes, we'll have the survey. So I know lots of people have been asking about it, but we'll have the survey. We're all the backer next team that we make for Power Rangers. So there you go.
I can't wait to see what people pick. There's so many good options. And I know people have been talking back and forth and practically campaigning for the teams that they want to see. And that's, I think, a really great thing to do. So keep talking about it, especially on our Facebook page, the Heroes of the Grid Facebook page. There's a lot of good discussion going on there. And we finally hit our final stretch goal. Yes.
That's true. We did.
Yep. Our final social stretch goal, aka Danny Dance, finally happened. We had most of the team together. We had me, Scott, and Jonathan at Shucks. And I campaigned to have them dance with me. So if you're not in the Facebook group, you should come join to watch us dance poorly.
It was amazing. It definitely made my day.
Very poorly. Also, I don't know. I think Jonathan and I are getting kind of shafted here because it was the Danny dance, and the Danny dance got all this attention. And then Danny was only one third of the Danny dance. What about the Scott dance and the Jonathan dance? Like, we were the other two thirds of the whole deal. We don't have a hashtag.
We could definitely restart this with Scott dance and make you do it all over again. Is that what you're asking for?
No, not asking for that.
The
not
Scott samba and the Jonathan jig.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Nope, forget I ever said anything. Rewind. All good. We did our part. We supported Danny in her Danny dance.
Too bad this is live. That would have definitely gotten cut.
Right. Yeah. We don't need to stir the crowd up anymore. Give them any ideas. They've got plenty of ideas.
No, I think what lesson I've learned is to be very careful about what GIFs I use when replying to things.
Yeah.
There's not a samba-ing ranger GIF.
Yeah. Hashtag Scott Samba's already going.
Put up a Jonathan jig. I like that. That sounds much more...
Alan on the chat did have a legitimate question. He says, and after the backer team, is Heroes of the Grid doing Beast Morphers? I don't think we have an answer for that yet, but I do love Beast Morphers for what it's worth. Yeah. They're super cool. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see with the survey. And then we're also making plans for the future. But that has to go through all sorts of approvals and we want feedback from the Hasbro team and all that, because those guys really know what they're doing. So we'll put together a plan. Don't worry. There are so many things that we have in the works.
You will be busy playing for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, like we've been saying all along, we can't do it all, and we certainly can't do it all at once. So, but there's a lot. We're gonna do some cool stuff. So don't worry. But yeah. So speaking of Facebook groups, we started a new Facebook group, right?
We did.
Last Friday.
Yeah, last week we launched a Clank, a deck building adventure Facebook group. So this is going to be a space where everyone who loves Clank can come and talk about how much they love Clank, and we'll share reviews and news about the games, answer any questions you have, similar to what we do in the Power Rangers Facebook group, if you're in there, just building the community and getting excited together about the game. So,
yep. And we're all in there. Dan Bojanowski's in that group. The Direwolf guys are in there. Paul Denon, the designer, and stuff like that. So, yeah. Come join us. Is there like a URL for that? They just have to go to the Renegade page, right? And then
you
join
it? You can find it on the Renegade page, but I can also link to it in chat.
Oh, even better.
So one of our very first episodes of the Renegade Radio show was with Paul Denon. We did a fantastic interview with him. So we'll put a link to that in that Facebook group here soon too.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. That was a good interview too. I like it that I called him out on the quality of his prototype. Yeah, a little.
That was a high quality crayon drawing.
It was.
Yeah, so. I bet he even used Crayola crayons.
I'd have to pull it out. So he's playing it down, but I saved it, and I don't know. I think there was some colored pencil in there too, but
ooh, multimedia.
I'll have to dig it out. I keep a bunch of those prototypes in a box somewhere in the Indiana Jones warehouse vaulted away.
I think we need to post a picture of that on that Facebook group here, Sam. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, maybe for Christmas once we're done with PAX Unplugged and back in town for more than a few days at a time.
That's fair.
Yep. All right, cool. What else? Anything else going on?
Are we doing games really?
We are.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, we better start that one because it's not an easy one.
No, it's not.
But for fans of this game, Architects of the West Kingdom, you probably already know the answer. So
wait, which kingdom, Danny?
West Kingdom. West. West kingdom?
All right. West just kingdom. Want to check.
Yeah, I keep mixing them up in my head because it's a follow-up trilogy to the North Sea games, but now it's set in the West Kingdom, aka Europe. So this
the game, best kingdom.
Oh, best coast, west coast.
There you go.
So this game is designed by Sam McDonald, who will actually be at our booth teaching the game at Essen. Forgot to mention that earlier. I'm sure he'd love to sign your games too if you stop by. But the name of the artist is Themiko, who's done all of the North Sea games and a couple of our other titles as well, Spell Smashers included. What I want to know, and what will win you a copy of this game, is the correct spelling of his actual legal name, which is Macedonian. So good luck.
Yep. Full name, first name, last name.
First name, last name of Themiko. 1, 2, 3, go.
All right. So while people are searching for that, we should also mention Shem Phillips is the designer of Architects of the West Kingdom and also the owner of Garfield Games and creator and designer of the entire North Sea saga as well. So he designed that with Sam. So it was the two of those guys. But this is Shem's new trilogy. So
West Shem is here. Hi, Shem.
And Shem is here. Oh, is he here? Oh, cool.
And I think we're the winner.
We did. Somebody got it? No way.
Rick.
Oh, that was some copy and paste action right there.
Uh-huh. All right. I want to know, did you guys just copy and paste that off of the BGG page?
I would have.
It's not illegal. That's the smart thing to do. But, nice. All right. Well, so who won?
Rick Fuss. So, Rick, can you send us an email at info@renegadegames.com, and we can get your deets on where to send your prize.
Oh, there you go. Oh, already kickstarted it, so I'm waiting. Oh, that's somebody else, James Blanton. All right, good for you, James. Nice. So, Rick, you didn't kickstart it, so this will be your getting it for the first time?
Probably. Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah, can't wait to play it. I don't actually have a real copy yet. I have this fake prototype version I made up there. But we'll have real copies of that at SN as well.
That's right. People can check it out. So, wow, that was actually much faster than we thought. When Danny came up with the idea for how to do this contest to spell the Miko's name properly, we were like, this could go on for a while. People trying to figure it out. But then, of course, you could just go to BGG and get all the info you need.
That is a nice thing about BGG. Everything is there. I really like their new SN preview. The way they're doing that now is great.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's even what's even the best thing. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that. Wait, so rewind it, cut. We'll edit that out.
You got it.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say the best thing about the preview is that we have a bunch of games on there.
Well, that is good too.
Yeah, that sweetens the deal. But.
If you want to look at another really good preview, Tabletop Together also has been doing a preview for much longer than BGG does. And I love the way that they have it set up. It's really clean and nice to use. And the fantastic guy, Peter, who runs that site, will actually be demoing our booth this weekend. So if you want to
come
and shake his hand and say thank you, he is one of the most delightful individuals I've ever met, and he would be happy to say hi. So definitely go check out Tabletop Together. It's a great site.
Here, I'm going to put the link in chat.
Nice.
Yeah. Peter's going to be demoing Architects when Sam is not at the booth.
Oh, fun.
Fine, yeah.
That's great. I love Peter. He actually made a game that you use cookies and you eat the cookies as part of the game. He gave me a copy last year. It's very cute. He does reviews and stuff too, and he'll probably bring more this year. Oh yeah, authentic Danish mead. That also doesn't surprise me. He is wonderful. Well,
where did he get that? He brought it to you, Shem, or he brought it? Like brought it for you, or there was a local place where he bought it?
That's a good question. He made the cookies that he brought for me. So it wouldn't surprise me if he had made the mead as well.
Oh, now I'm excited.
Yeah.
And it was a treat.
Nice. Awesome.
All right. I think that's all the new and exciting things we have to talk about.
When are we doing this again?
Oh, we are doing this again in more than 2 weeks. We're doing it on November 14th. Same time, same place, new link.
So November 14th, where are you guys going to be then?
We both are actually going to be in Dallas, Texas, right before BGG. So in theory, we'll have just finished setting up the booth and can maybe show you around, but we'll see where Wi-Fi ends up being accessible.
Yeah, we're going to wing it. So imagine this show the way it is right now, how perfect and polished it is, and less so than
and Scott and I in the same place.
Oh, that's going to be
2 years ago, the very, very first time we tried to do anything with the Renegade Radio Show was at Essen, and Scott and I tried to do a Facebook Live post where we were being recorded sitting next to each other talking, but we were so tired because we had just gotten to Germany and we were really sleep deprived, and it is dismal. If you really want to laugh at some people, go watch that video. It is wonderfully bad.
Is that on our YouTube channel?
It's on our Facebook page.
On our Facebook page?
Oh. Yeah, because it was a Facebook Live video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the good old days.
Back before we had Danny helping us make everything pretty.
That's right. No, keep that the bar low for the next one. It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, go watch that one, and you'll get a sneak preview of what's going to happen next week.
Right.
Yes, it should be fun. But I think that's all we have for this week, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Nice. Right. Awesome. Thank you everyone for coming, joining us for our little chat.
Yep, we made it. Now it's time for dinner. All
right. Mac and cheese time. Oh, good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.